أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا صدق الله العظيم. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions with regards to Hazrat Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam specific duties that he will come back. Yesterday we discussed the fact that he will come back as a Nabi of Allah. So he will come back, although being a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he will come back to uphold the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that specifically he will come to destroy all the crosses, the crucifix that we find around. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will have them destroyed. One possible reason is those that believe in the crucifix after Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's coming down onto the surface of the earth, they will bring once again proper iman in Allah and in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, re-testifying the belief in Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that he was not crucified. Secondly, he will abolish the jizya. Jizya is a protective levy that when the Islamic hukumat goes into a place and the Christians or the Yahud or even for that matter others may come into a contract with the Muslim hukumat that they will hand over the land to the Muslims. The Muslims will protect the land and they will pay that levy which is known as jizya. That will also be abolished by Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And thirdly, he will kill all the swines because that has become one of the salient features of Christians, and he will put the proper belief insofar as what is halal and haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to Surah Kahf, we discussed the one brother that his kufr was to such an extent that on the one hand he did not believe that everything that he has will be perished and everything will be destroyed one day. Secondly, he did not believe that Qiyamah will come. And thirdly, if Qiyamah did come and if he had to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him better than what he has in this material world, despite the fact that he disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the other person replies to him, قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُ. His companion replies to him whilst he was in a conversation with him, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Do you disbelieve in that being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created you from dust, who created you from the earth, ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطُفَى. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you from a sperm, a drop of blood, ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. And from that drop of blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you into perfect man. Is that the Allah that you disbelieve in? And really, if you look at it, there is so much that one can understand and realize with regards to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just in the formation of the fetus in itself. Lakinnahu Allah. But with all that, he is Allah. He is Allah Rabbi, who is my Rabb. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. Whatever your belief be, I do not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, insofar as the other person's belief in Allah was concerned, it was a total and complete belief, a proper and sincere belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next is advice that he gives, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكْ. Why do you not, when you enter your garden, قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Say, it is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power but the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, a very, very powerful message and a very, very great lesson has been learned, that whatever we see that appears good to the eyes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith has also taught us the same, that we should say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. It will be saved from any form of evil, any type of calamity. In tarani ana aqalla minka malan wa walada. If you see me me that I am less insofar as wealth and children is concerned, even then you should be appreciating the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you all these type of ni'mat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you innumerable favors. And the lesson we learn from here is that one of the great difficulties that people will go through close to the time of Dajjal will be arrogance, pride, and that will be because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us different and various ni'mats. People will feel that that is their own hard work, accumulations that they have brought about. It is because of their own knowledge, and because of that arrogance will come, and arrogance sometimes breeds disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.